From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. takes a two-pronged effort in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks in Vienna on Syria's future are the most promising opportunity in years for reaching a political solution to the civil war there.
The challenge that we face in Syria today is nothing less than to chart a course out of hell.
Kerry told the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace the U.S. is engaging in both the diplomatic and military efforts to reach the solution. A preliminary diplomatic effort begins in Vienna on Thursday, formal talks convening Friday. The United States says it has no intention to pursue long-term, large-scale ground combat operations against the Islamic State group. Defense Secretary Ash Carter did say Tuesday that a change in strategy includes more airstrikes and possible ground assaults. It's been a bumpy ride for Tanzania this week as results from Sunday's presidential and parliamentary elections have been slow to come in. Jill Craig has more.
While election observers have generally agreed that voting Sunday was organized and calm, the process has since hit some snags. Tanzania's opposition party, Chadema, said Monday that police detained 40 of its volunteers who were tallying results of the presidential election. The police commissioner said the arrests were based on violations of electoral procedures. Lead opposition candidate Edward Lowassa of Chadema Party called Wednesday for a recount of the presidential vote, saying he will not accept the result. Jill Craig, Dar es Salaam.
Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are keeping its key interest rate steady at a record low near zero where it's been since 2008. Wednesday's decision to leave rates unchanged for the time being follows 2 days of meetings on interest rate policy. This is VOA News. The Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday endorsed Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan for the chamber's new speaker. At a closed-door party caucus, Republican lawmakers picked the 45-year-old Ryan to replace John Boehner, who will leave Congress at the end of the week. The House will have a final vote, perhaps on Thursday. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert pleaded guilty Wednesday in a $3.5 million hush money case. Hastert now faces imprisonment. The case stems from allegations of past sexual misconduct. Law enforcement sources have told U.S. media outlets Hastert was making large payments to hide sexual misconduct against a boy that occurred when Hastert was a high school teacher and wrestling coach in the 1960s and 70s. Germany's interior minister is sharply criticizing Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de Miserer said Austria's handling of refugees is out of order. He said the number of migrants entering Germany has risen significantly in recent days. The U.S. says it has no intention of ending patrol missions across international waters and airspace. The White House said Wednesday the U.S. is going to go anywhere international law allows, despite a protest from China over an American warship sailing near a disputed South China Sea islet. China's foreign ministry says it summoned U.S. Ambassador Max Baucus to deliver a formal protest over the incident. American soldiers have begun training units of Niger's army at the edge of the Sahara Desert. A U.S. military official calls it a new wave of military support for African states battling Boko Haram militants. An official said training will follow for national armies in Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad. The Nigerian army says its troops have rescued 338 people who were held captive by Boko Haram militants. An army spokesman says a unit freed the captives on Tuesday during a raid on suspected Boko Haram camps along the edges of the Sambisa Forest in northeastern Nigeria. An unusual coalition of Democrats and Republicans in Congress voted to approve the U.S. Export-Import Bank. That bank had been targeted for extinction by Republican conservatives. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is urging the international community to set up a special regime to protect his people. In an address before the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday, Abbas accused Israel of carrying out extrajudicial killings of Palestinian civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Abbas of inciting tension and spreading lies about Israel and its policies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.